Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
And we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Avenue here on this fine Saturday in July. Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local on DevilRadio927.com, also WTTN 1580 AM. And we are here to do what we do every week, which is promote and talk about local businesses and organizations who are making a difference in our community and encourage you to find out more about them, support them, do business with them, and help embrace them because they are what make our community unique and special. So to start today's show, we get a chance to catch up with an old friend, Laura Stanfield, who is involved with the Home Buyers Roundtable of Dane County. And Laura is going to tell our audience all about what that group is and what it does. Laura, how are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here today.
Good to talk with you. So tell me a little bit and tell the listeners, give them an overview of the Home Buyers Roundtable.
Yeah, I'd love to. So I am the president of the Home Buyers Roundtable, which is a local nonprofit and really a collaboration of housing professionals that promote home ownership through education and counseling. And we mainly work with low to moderate income buyers.
We've connected in the past in so many different things to talk about, you know, the importance of home ownership, the importance of making that accessible for everyone. Why is that? You know, tell us about the people that are involved and why it's so important to all of you to make home ownership more accessible for people.
Yeah, that's a really great question. Actually, there's everybody that's involved in the Home Buyers Roundtable. It's all volunteer. So we're all very passionate about education and helping people understand the home buying process. We want to create more successful homeowners in the end. And so we want to offer information on credit and budgeting and, you know, what does a realtor do and what does a lender do and what are all these pieces of the puzzle? It's a very daunting process, and for some more so than others, because maybe they thought they could never buy a home. What we're trying to get out there is that maybe you can. So, I mean, for one, maybe it's credit, maybe, but we have some resources where we can help people work through that and get them to a point where their credit will help them qualify. So that's not a forever thing. We can help you work on that. And learning how to budget. Some people don't really know how to budget in these days. Good Lord, with inflation and everything costing more, it's more important than ever for people to really look at their budget, what their affordability is, and then we can help them figure out what that might mean for them, what type of housing, what type of price range to look in, areas to look in, all of that. So yeah, we're all just very passionate about creating successful homeowners and just being, you know, getting them on the path, I think, and just opening minds about maybe you thought you couldn't, but maybe you actually can. Another misconception that continues over the years, although I'm surprised, but I still hear it, is that people think that they have to put 20% down to be able to buy a home. And that just hasn't been true for years. So there's a lot of first-time homebuyer programs out there for veterans. We have our VA program that is zero down payment. It's an excellent program and very affordable for veterans. And then there's a program under the USDA that allows for a zero down payment situation as well. And it doesn't have to be in rural areas. It just needs to be in smaller population sizes. So in general, maybe like 30,000 or less. And then, of course, there's down payment options that people, down payment assistance options that people could maybe qualify for. And I think a common misconception there, too, is that these are very low income people, but they're not. So, for example, in Dane County, a one-person household could earn over $62,600 and still qualify for down payment assistance. And then you can earn more as your family size increases. So if you've got two people, you could earn $71,500. So I find that sometimes people are surprised at those income levels. They think it's for much lower income people. It's really not. It's for moderate to mid-size or to mid-level incomes. And in Dane County, of course, our income, average income is high. So you can earn a good amount if you're buying in Dane County.
I think that's important too. There's so many different pieces out there for people that are available that maybe they don't realize. So it's good to check and it's good to find out and see if it is something that's an option for you. Laura, before we go, and I apologize for the Zoom this morning, but before we go, I want you to tell people quickly about your classes. Those are incredible resources, and it's something that the Homebuyers Roundtable is really committed to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are we're partnering with basically a HUD-approved agency so that we can offer this HUD-approved education that's required for these some of the down payment assistance programs and the first-time homebuyer programs. And again, even if you're not going to be utilizing those programs, it's still excellent education. You're going to hear from local people, and you're going to get a well-rounded education about the whole home buying process. So we want to get the word out there, absolutely, because it's free education, and it does a lot to just, I think, open minds about what's possible for you in particular. And just find out. It doesn't cost you anything. At least find out what's possible for you. Maybe you're a year or two down the road, and that's fine. But just come learn. Come learn about what's possible for you. So we have a class coming up, actually, two weeks from today on the 30th. If you go to our website, which is thehomebuyersroundtable.org, you will see, if you click on upcoming events, you will see that we've got a homebuyer education class coming up. And then you can sign up right there on the website, and then we'll have a monthly class. So most of them are going to be Saturdays, and it's going to be a full day, but again, really good stuff. And then we'll have a couple that are divided two Thursdays in a row in case some people can't do a full day on a Saturday. We're trying to accommodate. So August, for example, will be two consecutive Thursdays, August 11th and August 18th. But I would say just go to the website, check out what we do, who we are, and what our upcoming class dates are, and register.
HomebuyersRoundtable.org. And like the Homebuyers Roundtable is committed to bring in education, helping people buy their first home or buy a house and become homeowners, I'm committed to having Laura back in this program in the near future. So, Laura, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you again here down the road to learn more, okay?
Thanks, Jason. Have a great day.
We'll be back with Sue Peck right after the break.
You're not coming to me. This is the place I'm dying.